This is 89.1 KUAR Little Rock, a listener-supported service of the University of Arkansas at Little Rock. KUAR is news and culture for Arkansas. Show your support by becoming a sustaining member at KUAR.org.
Hope you're enjoying your weekend. Oh, and thanks to everyone who came out to the Arkansas Cornbread Festival. We had a tent there, and we had our own entry there, so it was a lot of fun taking part in that today. Well, Flap mentioned sometimes being told too much bluegrass. Well, why don't we do some bluegrass for you right now? This is Lou Reed in Carolina. It's called the Hobo Song. It's hour two of Not Necessarily Nashville on 89.1 KUAR.
I wish I was a hobo on a train. My only worries were the cold nights and the rain. The only thing on my mind is where to find a drink of wine. I wish I was a hobo on a train. I'm 2 weeks late on a pickup tied along. There's bill collectors calling on the phone. They say if I don't pay, they're gonna haul it all away. I long to hear that lonesome whistle blow. Makes me wish I was a hobo on a train. My only worries were the cold nights and the rain. The only thing on my mind is where to find a drink of wine. I wish I was a hobo on a train. Driveway meets the road. There's a mailbox full of debt that I owe. I could lose my house today, wouldn't matter anyway. Since she walked out, I sure don't feel like home. Makes me wish I was a hobo on a train. Only worries were the cold nights and the rain. The only thing on my mind is where to find a drink of wine. I wish I was a hobo on a train. Me wish I was a hobo on a train. Only worries were the cold nights and the rain. The only thing on my mind is where to find a drink of wine. I wish I was a hobo on a train. I wish I was a hobo on a train.
Got back from a walk down the square to the local Kentucky to see what was cooking down there. I looked around at the store and the signs and the queues lining up for that
material needs. I hope your fairy tale doesn't end tragically. And in a shopping mall somewhere, you'll be down on your knees, crying out loud, where is the poetry? In the news, someone said that the great population is better off than yesterday. Better health, better food, better sex, a better higher education. But with credit card bills always on the way, just saw my gal with a guy in a fast food outlet. They seemed happy together, but I saw the tragedy. Maybe I'm missing something, was too blind to see. She's sad for someone who isn't so hard to please. All the fire and desire and the mystery. Oh, but I ask, where is the poetry?
Yeah, I remember it now. We were kids back then, living down on the farm. We were told that the city could only bring us harm. How far is the city? Somebody said. You know, that's a great big town. And Barbara said, why, it's a million miles. And the story got around. It's a million miles to the city, from the hills and valleys we know. It's a million miles to the city, and someday we all wanna go. There was a town nearby, but a town is a town, and a city, well, that's something else. Our daddy had been to a city, but he never was much help. Why, the buildings are taller than oak trees. Ah, but we knew better than that. Ain't nobody could climb that high. The cities were wide and flat. It's a million miles to the city, from the hills and valleys we know. It's a million miles to the city, and someday we all wanna go. Well, now time has passed, and we have grown and traveled far and wide. The cities have changed, the kids we were, we see it in each other's eyes. thought I'd love to go back to those hills again, to the boy I used to be, where the leaves and the wind and the whippoorwills were part of the land like me. It's a million miles to the city from the hills and valleys we know. It's a million miles to the city, and someday we all want to go. It's a million miles to the city from the hills and valleys we know.
It's Tom T. Hall. Million Miles to the City. Before that, Ray Davies. One from a new album from him. That kind of seemed to come out of nowhere. The album's called Americana, and that was poetry. Of course, Ray Davies, best known for being with the Kinks and having a big string of hits. And starting out that three, Lou Reed and Carolina and Hobo on a Train. This is not necessarily Nashville. I'm Michael Heplin, filling in for Flap tonight as she's over at the Whitewater Tavern celebrating 30 years of Not Necessarily Nashville, joined in the studio by my 6-year-old daughter, Riley. How's it going over there?
Good.
Okay, great. Going to do one more here from Tom T. Hall. He, you know, you probably know the song Old Dogs and Watermelon Wine. That was about him going down to the Democratic National Convention where he played in 1972. Ended up doing a song kind of expanding on that called Watergate Blues. I'll do that one for you now. This is Not Necessarily Nashville on 89.1 KUAR.
McGovern said, boys, I think I'm gonna run. Got a lot of work to be done in Washington. He talked to the poor folks, the blacks and the youth. Humphrey said, George, I think you're gonna lose. He said, I want that job myself. Well, there was Kennedy and Wallace and Muskie in mind. McGovern couldn't seem to get his ducks all in line. Somebody shot Wallace and Jackson, he tried. Muskie might have made it, but he broke down and cried. I'll tell you, boys, it's a hard life. But down in Miami, McGovern got it all. A strange-looking bunch of folks inside Convention Hall. McGovern said, I need someone to carry the South. They picked poor Tom Eagleton, but folks found him out. That liberal press, they gotta know it all. Well, McGovern took Shriver and he started to run. Sarge said, units, let's have a little fun. They ran into trouble almost everywhere they went. There was a big committee to elect the president. I'll tell you now, they were a smooth group. Well, they broke into Watergate and tapped people's phones. The FBI and CIA would not leave folks alone. The people in the White House were bursting with pride. When the votes were all counted, it was a big landslide. The USA bought a new used car. Russia and Vietnam and China were cool. The American press, they could not find any news. So they dug into Watergate, and the further they went, it seemed as if they might just run into the president. You know, it was a big shock. Well, there was Haldeman and Gray and Mitchell and Dean. A whole lot of folks were shaking on the White House scene. They patched up the cracks, but the dam broke loose. Watergate was all you could read in the news. And Dickie said, well, it's news to me. But there's Lincoln and Roosevelt and Truman and Ike, all turning over in their graves every night. And somehow my mind goes back to Betsy Ross. Nobody knows what this country has lost. I will repeat, it's a hard life. Well, somewhere in this country there's a hard-working man reading his paper as he tries to understand. Are there no honest people left anymore? One night will he hear a pound on his door. If it gets that way, Lord, help us all.
honky tonks in Texas were my natural second home. Where you tip your hat to the ladies in the Rose of San Antonio. I grew up on music that we call Western swing. It don't matter who's in Austin, Bob Wills is still the king.
You know, I can still remember the way it was back then. In spite of all the hard times, I'd do it all again. To hear the Texas Playboys and Tommy Duncan sing makes me proud to be from Texas, where Bob Wills is still the king.
You can hear the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. It's the home of country music. On that we all breathe. When you cross that old Red River house, that just don't mean a thing. So once you're down in Texas, Bob Wills is still the king. Got a lot of soul. It's the home of Willie Nelson, the home of Western Swing. But be the first to tell you Bob Wills is still the king.
And I'll be the first to tell you Bob Wills is still the king.
Dan Auerbach, title track to his latest CD, Waiting on a Song. Flap had that in her box, came in the mail here a few months ago, and I'd ripped a copy of that, and boy, really enjoyed it. That's just one of many good songs on there. Asleep at the Wheel before that, compilation came out maybe 2 years ago called Still the King, collection of covers of classic Bob Wills songs. That was Bob Wills' Still the King. Waylon had a big hit version with that one. Well, that version featured Shooter Jennings, Randy Rogers, Reckless Kelly, and Asleep at the Wheel. Tom T. Hall before that, Watergate Blues. This is not necessarily Nashville on KUAR. If you hear anything and you didn't catch me saying what it was, I'm updating the songs almost in real time on KUAR's website. So if you go to KUAR.org, click on the programs page, find Not Necessarily Nashville, and there everything is. Going on as we speak over in East Arkansas, the town of Dice, big annual event, the Johnny Cash Heritage Festival. Unfortunately, I'm missing it this year. I've caught it most years. Big difference this year, rather than being in Jonesboro at the ASU Convocation Center, the live show is actually being done in a field next to Johnny Cash's boyhood home. And if you're a fan of Johnny Cash and you've never seen that, you really should experience, not only for the Johnny Cash part of it, but the history of the town itself, how it was created as this New Deal colony under President Roosevelt. Just absolutely fascinating. This year featuring Roseanne Cash, of course, and Kris Kristofferson. Thought I'd do another one here from Johnny Cash. Thought about him a little bit earlier this month when we saw that Tom Petty died. I think that was October 2nd. He and the Heartbreakers pretty much served as the backing band for the second album Johnny Cash recorded for Rick Rubin's American 2 Unchained. So here's Sea of Heartbreak. This is Not Necessarily Nashville on KUAR 89.1.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
The lights in the harbor don't shine for me. I'm like a lost ship adrift on the sea. This sea of heartbreak, lost love and loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. How I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on this sea of tears. Sea of heartbreak. Oh, how did I lose you? Oh, where did I fail? Why did you leave me always to sail? This sea of heartbreak, lost love and loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. How I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on this sea of tears, sea of heartbreak. Oh, what I'd give just to sail back to shore, back to your arms once more. Come to my rescue. Oh, come here to me. Take me and keep me away from the sea. Sea of heartbreak, lost love and loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. How I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on this sea of tears. Sea of heartbreak. Sea of heartbreak. Sea of heartbreak. Sea of heartbreak.
has a southern accent where I come from. The young'uns call it country, the Yankees call it dumb. I got my own way of talking, but everything is done with a southern accent where I come from. Now that drunk tank in Atlanta, just a
makes her want another man. feels unnecessary. All I found was a way to help me understand. I've got this drinking thing to keep from thinking things about breaking me, who you've been with, what you.
This is Not Necessarily Nashville on 89.1 KUAR. Gary Stewart, one of my favorites there. Drinking thing. I guess we've lost him about 15 years ago. Man, he's got some incredible stuff. If you ever feel like some night just watching some great vintage clips of him on YouTube, a lot of good stuff out there. Tom Petty before that, live version of Southern Accents. And then Johnny Cash being backed by Tom Petty on his American 2 Unchained CD and Sea of Heartbreak. This is Not Necessarily Nashville. Michael Hiblin in for Flap as they have a big 30th anniversary celebration continuing right now over at the Whitewater Tavern. We'll be here until 9 o'clock, and going to do one here from the Texas Tornadoes. I was walking down the hallway here maybe a week or two ago, and suddenly overhead I recognized a song, but I couldn't make out what it was. It was coming from one of the studios, and then I realized that's Freddie Fender, Wasted Days and Wasted Nights. I tracked it down to one of the production studios. Bobby Yampazon, managing editor of Arkansas Public Media, is playing it at full volume. He apparently using it in an hour-long documentary he's producing, not about Freddie Fender, and I won't ruin what the topic of the documentary he's producing is, but I was kind of shocked to hear that and popped in, asked him what that was all about. I guess you'll learn soon enough. Anyway, thought I'd do one version here of that song, Wasted Days and Wasted Nights. Freddie Fender did this version in the 80s with the Texas Tornadoes, the big super group out of Texas. This is KUAR 89.1.
Wasted days and wasted nights I have left for you behind. For you don't belong to me, your heart belongs to someone else. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue? Don't you remember the day that you went away and left me? I was so lonely, crying for you only, my love. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for me?
Said goodbye at Union Station, then we went our separate ways. And I thought I could forget you and find better dreams to chase. Tried only thinking about tomorrow, always looking straight ahead. If
If my mind could keep on racing, there'd be no more tears to shed. My train of thought jumps the track every time you cross my mind. Like it or not, I'm looking back at the one I left behind. 10,000 miles down the line, your memory's still hot on my trail. Every time I think of you, I get derailed. To thinking that I miss you a little less, I pull out of one more station on that memory express, where at the end of every tunnel and over every bridge I cross, dreams of you still lie in waiting to remind me of what I've lost. My train of thought jumps the track every time you cross my mind. Like it or not, I'm looking back at the one I left behind. 10,000 miles down the line, your memory's still hot on my trail. Every time I think of you, I get derailed. Thought jumps the track every time you cross my mind. Like it or not, I'm looking back at the one I left behind. 10,000 miles down the line, your memory's still hot on my trail. Every time I think of you, I get derailed. Every time I think of you, I get derailed.
I don't want to get off bad enough to want to get on him in the first place. And you better trust in your lady love, pray to God she don't give up on you right now. Live fast, die young, bull rider. One hand hold is all you got, but you and the bull against the clock and of course the crowd. And once upon a spinning turn, nothing else you ever done can pull this weight. Just outside the buck and shoot, you lose a spur, you lose your seat, you lose yourself. By now he's bucking mean and dirty, slinging shit in cowboy boots and kicking clowns. No fools, no fun, bull rider. You gotta feel the way he's moving. You gotta watch his head. And brace yourself for anything that'll render you my dead. The art of hanging, hanging just as tight. Well, it's something like a hurricane dancing with a kite. It's a fact of life and it's tough to cut and it's beaver hats. It's drinking beer and pulling trailers, idling mail and barrel racers, and of course a buckle. No rider, no pay, bull rider. Live fast, die young, bull rider.
Rodney Crowell, Emmylou Harris, from the CD Old Yellow Moon, that's Bull Rider. Before that, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, CD that came out earlier this year called Life is a Story, the song Derailed, and the Texas Tornadoes started out that three, Wasted Days, Wasted Nights. About 12 minutes left on the program. I'm Michael Heblin, in for Flap Jones tonight. Big celebration over at the Whitewater right now, marking 30 years of not necessarily Nashville. Being on the air here in Central Arkansas, I'm always proud to take part, be a part of the program. Going to do now one from Merle Haggard, classic one from him, White Line Fever on KUAR.
White line fever, a sickness born down deep within my soul. White line fever, the years keep flying by like the highline pole. Wrinkles in my forehead show the miles I put behind me. They continue to remind how fast I'm growing old. Guess I'll die with this fever in my soul. I wonder just what makes a man keep pushing on? What makes me keep on humming this old highway song? I've been coast to coast 100 times or more, and I ain't found one single place where I ain't been before. White line fever, a sickness born down deep within my soul. White line fever, the years keep flying by like the highline pole. The wrinkles in my forehead show the miles I put behind me. They continue to remind me how fast I'm growing old. Guess I'll die with this fever in my soul. Why?
When you're down in your luck and you ain't got a buck, London, you're a goner. Even London Bridge is falling down. Move Arizona now. I know why. And I'll substantiate the rumor that the English sense of humor about drives old West Texas ain't. And you can put up your dukes so you can bet your boots I'll be leaving just as fast as I can. Wanna go home to the Armadillo. The country music from Amarillo and Abilene. The friendliest people and the horniest women you ever seen. Woo, yeah. Now it gets cold over here, and I swear I wish someone could turn the heat on. Tell me where in the world that little old English girl promised that I would meet on the third floor. And of the whole dang lot, the only friend I got is smoking my cheap guitar. My mind is roaming, my heart is longing to be home in a Texas bar. Music from Amarillo and Abilene. Friendliest people and the prettiest women you ever seen. All right, Johnny Boy, let's swing it. Decided that I'll get my cowboy hat, saunter off to Marble Arch Station. Cause when a Texan fancies, he'll take some chances. Fancy chances will be taken, and that's for sure. The limey eyes are kept on the bright. Some people call manly footwear. They say you're from down south. When you open your mouth, you always stick your bloody foot there. Beep, 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 beep. Wanna go home to the Armadillo. Country music from Amarillo and Abilene.
Yeah, Jerry Jeff Walker, London Homesick Blues, better known as the theme to Austin City Limits. Great program there. And Merle Haggard before that, White Line Fever. I'm Michael Heplin. Wrapping things up here for not necessarily Nashville. My daughter was around here a minute ago, but she took off. She turned 6 here in about a week, week and a half. And anyway, it's been an interesting night for her. Things ought to be really shaking over the Whitewater Hope Flaps, having fun celebrating 30 years of not necessarily Nashville. Brad Williams from the Salty Dogs and the Creek Rocks performing. Sure, they'll be going for another hour or so. So anyway, thanks a lot for listening.
Hello.
Oh, and here's Riley. She's back, bouncing around. Have you had fun, Riley?
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
Bye bye.
Yeah, and there you go.
That's... Daddy, could you go help me get my stuff?
Yeah, I'll help you get your stuff there. Anyway, have a great weekend, everybody. And Flap will be back with you next week. And stick around. Albion and Beyond coming up in just a few minutes. Thought I'd close out here. Great one from Johnny Cash. I've Got a Thing About Trains. This is KUAR.
Train, train, train. I've got a thing about trains. I get a sad kind of feeling when I see a passenger train. In this fast-moving world that we live in, nobody rides much these days. Maybe I'm a little sentimental, 'cause I know that things have to change, but I'd still like to go for a train ride, 'cause I've got a thing about trains. Train, train, train. Fading from the scene, but you've had your days of glory. Train, train, train. Train, they say you're too slow for traveling, but I'm gonna miss you someday. When my little boy says, Daddy, what was it like to ride a train? I'll just say it was a good way to travel, when things didn't move quite so fast. And I'm sorry, son, that you can't ride one. The trains are a thing of the past. Train, train, train. You're fading from the scene, and I'm gonna mourn your passing. Train, train, train. I've got a thing about trains.
Next time on Flyover from NPR News, with the future of health insurance in America still so uncertain, we're going to the heart of the issue. Is healthcare a right or is it a privilege? Should all Americans pitch in so everyone is covered, or should people only get the healthcare they can afford? Join the conversation next time on Flyover.
Sunday afternoon at 3 on 89.1 KUAR.
Broadcasting from the University District, this is 89.1 KUAR, Little Rock, a service of listeners and the University of Arkansas at Little Rock. You can also listen and access more content at KUAR.org.